ओम शांति। दिस 21st century can be renamed as century of selfie. Why? Because everyone is haunted by this craze of clicking the selfies. You can see the school going kids, the youths, the oldies, the workers, the maids, servants, businessmen, everyone is craze of having the craze of clicking the selfies. So what does actually the selfie is? What it is? When someone is taking the photograph of the self with the front camera and smartphone with high pixels, that is known as selfie. The question arises, why we have interest in taking selfies? There are two reasons. The first one is, having the selfies, we have the treasured memories. And the second one is, to impress others. Isn't that true? Now the question arises, why do we want to impress others? We take the selfies and then post on the social media and expect how many likes are there. And if there are no more likes, then before posting that selfie, I was in a good mood, in a normal state. Okay, not extremely happy, but not also in the low state. But after posting my selfie in the social media, and then after a few days when I saw there are no likes, what will happen? What happens? We get more depressed that I have the figure, nobody likes it. The way I have taken the selfie, nobody has the desire to see it. So when we have this question that we want to impress others, is it possible? Suppose I got the likes also. Sometimes it is not that every time I am not getting the likes. Sometimes I can get more likes and other times I cannot get more likes. But is it possible to impress everyone all the time to their full satisfaction? And if I am not able to impress everyone all the time to their full satisfaction, again what is the feedback that is coming to me? And that feedback is making me once again low. Though my purpose of clicking the selfies and sharing the selfies was to get happiness, because I thought this is also one way to be happy, but that is not true. And therefore, we need to know what is the permanent source of happiness. And that is why I said the selfie is, what is the selfie? It is a picture, photograph taken of the self. So we need to go back to that word self. Understand the self properly, because our interpretation, when we are not in Baba's knowledge, what is the self? This is self. But once we come to Baba, the definition of self changes. And what is that self? The changed definition of the self. What is self? How do you spell the self? S E L F. A spiritual energy in light form. Or a spiritual entity in light form. That is actually self. And one more thing, S means serenity. Where does that serenity lies? In this body or in that spiritual entity? Where does it lie? Serenity, the peace, the calmness. Where does it lie? It is the real nature of the self, the spiritual entity, spiritual energy. And when someone has the peacefulness, the calmness, therefore definitely there is stability also. If there is no serenity, then no stability. And if there is no stability, there is no happiness. There is no happiness. No matter how much material things I have, the good houses, good look even externally, the good gadgets, but internally, if I am not stable, can I enjoy the happiness? No. So in order to be happy, I need to go to my original identity self. I need to become soul conscious. I need to pay more and more attention throughout the day. Whatever I am doing, let me check myself, because when people take selfie, simply taking selfie is that not enough. Everyone, if I want to have the more likes for my selfie should be great. And to have the great selfie, what is the very first point? Check you out first. Check yourself, how you look like, what you have wear, how your eyes are, whether you are feeling sleepy, what are the expressions in your face. So you have to check first. So in case of having the true selfie, the spiritual selfie, which really, really can give me the permanent source of happiness, I need to pay attention throughout the day. What is going on here? What kind of emotions are emerging out here? Because what is mind? We are going to basic. What is mind? We say mind is a thinking faculty. We say like that. But what is another meaning, definition of mind? Definitely the mind is a thinking faculty. Even though we say it is a thinking faculty, but from where the thoughts are getting arise? What is the source of that even? Who is the creator? Because sometimes we say, I didn't think that, but automatically it came. From where it came? Who was the creator? Who is the creator then? So, if we understand in real sense, it is mind is actually the screen. Suppose I keep my eyes closed. Can I see something in the screen here inside? Can I see? If my eyes are open, I can see the things here. But if my eyes are closed, even then I am seeing. But where I am seeing that? In the screen of mind. So that is the inner screen. Just like the computer, there is hardware, there is software, and what else is there? User. Because hardware and software, they are not working there by their own selves. Someone should be there to use. So one is the user. Now tell me, in case of this life, which one is the hardware, which one is the software, which one is the user? In case of computer, we can understand. But here, the hardware is this body, means sense organs. Because through sense organs only, we receive the input and send inside. And so software is the mind. Mind is software. And then who is the user? Who is the user? Me, the soul, the self, the soul. So, what I was telling, that I have to pay attention. So when we take selfie, we are looking at this face. But when we have to take the spiritual selfie, where I have to look? Where I have to look? At the user, the self, the spirit, the soul, that is spiritual entity. But in between that user and this body, there is the mind, the screen. Now, in the screen, it is just like I am here, and in between is the curtain, and you are there. Okay? Otherwise, I can see this is my eyes, and this is the glass, and this is the people you are sitting here. Now, I am the seer. Now I am watching through this glass. Now, but if this glass is dirty, what will happen? The person at the other side of this glass can't see how are my eyes. Even though my eyes are very clear, clean, but the glass here is dirty. You will say, oh, her eyes are very dirty. And I will also say, oh, their faces are not clean. So in between is the mind, screen. And there, whatever we are doing throughout the day, that appears again and again and again. And because of that, we get carried away with that scenes that are appearing the screen, on the mind screen, the thoughts that are going on the mind screen, and I am away from my self. Isn't that true? So my attention should be there. That my mind screen should be very, very transparent. Then only, if it is clean, it is just like, see, because of the sun rays, the water vaporizes in the sea. And because the water vaporizes, clouds get formed. And that clouds again become, where they go? they go up in the sky. But they don't touch the sky. They don't touch the sun. Sun was the reason for creating the clouds. But still, clouds are away from the sun. And because there are the clouds now, I can't see the sun. I can't see the sun. And because there is no sun, even I am not seeing, and that light is also not coming here. Similarly, because of the soul, I can create the thought, means I means the soul, I have the faculty mind which helps me in creating the thoughts. Just like this, eyes are not looking, but eyes are an instrument that the soul can use to see. Ears are instrument so that soul can hear using this ears. And that's why we say everything is there in the dead body. But something that was using that body, the ears and the eyes and the nose and the hands, is not there, and now that eyes are not, cannot see, cannot hear, the ears cannot hear, isn't that? So because of the soul, mind can create the thoughts. But again, because we remain most of the time body conscious, and because of that body consciousness, whatever is input going inside, that is making my mind screen very dirty. And I get engaged in those things only. So in order to take my good selfie, great selfie, spiritual selfie, I need to pay attention whether I'm performing every action, being in the soul consciousness or in the body consciousness. Because in today's Murli Baba said, what was the slogan? What was the slogan today? Make yourself divine mirror so that Father is visible to the others, and that will be the true service. So I need to keep that mind very clean. That mirror should be very clean. But if I am having the grace of taking the selfies and posting and sharing, it is making me more and more body conscious. So once we come to knowledge, during the beginning time, we pay attention. But again, after few days, few months, few years, the life becomes routine. And we also act as the worldly people are acting. And then we say, what is wrong in taking the selfie? The more, because this is making the people crazy. It is not that you have taken one selfie. Once you start taking the selfie, you develop that habit of taking selfie. And now the people have developed that habit of taking the selfie to such an extent that people are not even enjoying. Simply clicking, clicking. Oh, you have to enjoy the scene wherever you are. You are going for a tour for enjoyment. But instead of enjoying, what the people are doing? simply taking selfies. So where is the experience of enjoyment? So we are developing the habit of clicking and clicking and clicking. So everything Baba says, you have to turn everything in a right way. So instead of having those selfies, developing the craze for those selfies, how many times people do like this? Many a times. Because how long it takes? Similarly, Baba says, how long it takes shifting your attention from body to soul? So now every time I take a selfie, I need to think. I have to take the selfie. Because the serenity, the I tell self means S-E-L-F. What is the S? Serenity. And what is E? Enlightenment. What is the enlightenment? Understanding. What is the understanding? What is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of my life? Getting the appreciation from others? Posting my selfies? No, that is not my purpose. What is my purpose? My purpose is now become deity from ordinary human being. And in order to become deity, do I need decorate myself here? Do I need to have the makeup here? Or I need to decorate myself with the virtues, with the powers. And in order to decorate myself with the virtues and powers, I need understanding. How to do that? Otherwise, what is happening here? See, Baba says, the fighting, the war is going between Ram and Ravan. Ram means the children of Rama and the Ravan. So, where the fighting is going on? Where is the fighting going on? Here. So now I can consider, because Baba says, you have to establish your new world here, but before that, you have to establish your kingdom here. The other day, the Murli was on self-sovereignty. You have to become self-sovereign. The self should rule, but over whom? Over whom? Because if you are a king, if you are having kingdom, definitely in this Kali Yuga, there are many other kings who want to attack on your kingdom. So the enemies, who are the enemies? The devilish qualities, the devilish traits, demonic traits, they are the enemies. And who are the armies of the king? Because when there is fighting, army is needed, na? Enemy is attacking over you, so you should also have army. So who is the army here? My divine qualities. So on one side of the battlefield which is going on here, right side we have the divine qualities and the left side we have devilish traits are the qualities. We can't say the qualities devilish, but for the sake of understanding. Now the war is going between Okay? Now, in order to, and the king is watching. King is not involved in the war. King never involves. So now king is watching that this is my army and these are the enemy. Now, in order to have, to win this battle, what kings needs to do, he is required to do? To supply the army and to stop the supply to enemy. Now taking selfies, this supply will go to whom? It will go to the devilish qualities. This side is the divine. Where it will go? Because this is body consciousness, na? So this is strengthening my devilish qualities if I'm involved in taking more and more selfies and to make my selfie very impressive, then decorating myself and decorating the background. You know, people are having the craze to the extent they go to the most dangerous points just for the sake of taking selfies. And that selfie for many has become nowadays kilfi. Kilfi means what? Killing the life. They lose their life. So this is making us more and more body conscious. So in order to strengthen my divine qualities and to make these devilish qualities weaker, I need not to support this one. But what we are doing everyday life? That is what I said in the beginning when we come to knowledge. We follow the Srimad. Try to follow it 100%. But once we become coming 1 year, 2 years, then what becomes? We again go to the old pattern of doing the actions. Isn't that true? Why? Because we are not going deeper and deeper and deeper. Simply understanding superficially, it doesn't help to bring transformation. So that is what I was saying. I need to understand, I the soul, the king, the seer of the battle going on here. One side is the divine qualities, one side is the devilish traits. Now every action that I'm performing, I had to think, this action that I performed, it is nourishing to my divine qualities or it is nourishing to my devilish traits. If it is nourishing divine qualities and not to the devilish, slowly and slowly what will happen? This devilish qualities will become weaker, 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 weaker. In India, there is system of holding the fasts in Navaratri. Baba mentions sometimes in the Murlis also. They follow the discipline. The life for 9 days is very disciplined. Getting up early in the morning and doing the worship, chanting, and then the diet change also, not eating lot of meals but having the fruits and not talking waste or ill about others during those 9 days. So what happens when we pay attention? So all those things that we are paying attention, they are nourishing my divine qualities. And this devilish trait on those fasting days are getting nothing. And therefore, they are becoming day by day weaker and weaker and weaker. And after 9th day, so slowly and slowly they are becoming unconscious. You know, if you are not getting nourishment, what happens? You fell down. You know, it happens. So now this devilish traits, first they become weaker and weaker and weaker, and then they become unconscious. And on the 10th day, they die. How they die? That is what we in Navaratri, 9 days they follow the disciplines, and 10th day is the killing the Ravan. Why it is on the 10th day, not on those 9 days? Because in those 9 days, I am making him first weaker. That is what, in order to kill the enemy, first we need to make them weak. So that first they will become weak and weak, and then the unconscious, and then it is easier to kill. So that is why we need to check in everyday life. Whatever I am performing, that is nourishing this party or this party. And that will decide who is going to become the winner. Whether the divine qualities or the devilish traits. And then 10th day, after becoming unconscious, Ravan is killed. And after Ravan is killed, what comes? The festival? Diwali. But before the Diwali comes, in between that, the Vijaya Dashmi, the day when we kill the Ravan, and the day when the Diwali comes, there are 15 days. What do we do in those 15 days? Cleaning. Because Ravan has died now. Even in Madhuban, if you have seen, if somebody is leaving the body and the dead body is there, after we say goodbye to the dead body from the campus, we wash the whole campus. We don't enter into the kitchen without having the bath or washing it. So what is after this 15 days is still we have, so devilish traits have died now. Now I have to wash it also. And then thereafter only the self can illuminate. That is Diwali, what we do? We lit the lamps. Then only self, the soul, the spiritual entity in the light form will illuminate to such extent that this will act as the mirror, divine mirror. So whoever see here, what they will see? The Father. How they will see the Father? Because once the soul has cleaned completely, soul will radiate all those qualities what the Father have. I the soul, that is why when Baba comes, what he says, child, you don't have to go here and there for the peace and happiness and the love and the bliss. It is with you. But your screen is, you can say it is a screen, you can say it is the battlefield. It is full. It is dirty. So we need to clean it. And in order to clean it, first I have to make the devilish traits weaker. And that's why we don't need to become like the worldly people are doing. We definitely, Baba says, this technology is helping us to spread Baba's knowledge. But sometimes this technology is also creating so many problems, not only at the level of the organization, but at the self level also. Because I am becoming more and more body conscious, and that was not my purpose of coming to Baba. Because that was the very first lesson. The child, you are not a body, you are a soul. And therefore, so S-E-L-F, serenity, enlightenment, what is the purpose of my life? Become soul conscious so that I change from ordinary human being to elevated human being, that is deities. And you can take those selfies. That itself is a selfie. And third one is the love. And love is also, it is not that when I will share the selfies, I will get the more love from the people. Again, it is love is lying where? In the soul itself. And last one is fulfillment. F is fulfillment. S for serenity. E for enlightenment. And L for love. And F for fulfillment. So I need to focus to get all those things being at the level of self, not at the level of selfie. So what I was telling, so in order to end this, many a times I have seen the more people are taking the selfies, the more their mind is distracted. And when it is more distracted, you can't make yourself stable. People have the question, Sister, I want to focus my attention on myself, on Baba, what Baba is expecting. This is my desire, but I am not able. My mind gets distracted here and there. So what is the solution for that? What is the solution for that? I have to check my input. See, some dish has come in front of me, okay? I'm taking morsel and putting here. After chewing, where it will go? Through the food pipe, it will go to my stomach. Once it reaches to stomach, the gastric juices will start functioning over it. And after functioning over it, what is useful for the body will be assimilated, and what is not useful will be excreted. But if whatever I am eating and it is going to the stomach, it is not suitable for my body. If it is suitable for my body, the gastric juices will work here. I will be not even aware of that what is happening here. But if I have eaten something which is not suitable for my body, I will become aware of what is happening here. Oh, too much hot, too much gas, this and that. And that way, you will lose your stability. So, in order to be stable here also, you need to check at the level of what you are inputting, what you are feeding to the body. Same way, if I need to develop my concentration, if I need to be free from getting distracted, I need to check what I am feeding here. So if I will feed every time selfies means body consciousness, how can I keep myself stable? Because once it has gone, once the food goes inside, the work will start here, na? Once the input through the eyes goes inside and the comments through ears will go inside, now whatever is inside, memories are there, they will also work on that. And accordingly, if the something it is going inside is the right thing, the proper thing, here I can enjoy the peace. But if something going inside is not right, is not proper, is not clean, it is dirty, improper, wrong, then what will happen? Because now devils have become strong. Devils have become more strong and the divine qualities have become weaker. And this is how we lose our concentration. And therefore, we need to check what is the input, because as is the input, so is the output. So it is very, very necessary to be careful at the level of feeding the mind. Just in case of body, we need to be careful while feeding. After feeding to the body, the results has to come and we have to face. So this is what Baba was saying, become divine mirror. And in order to become divine mirror, try to have attention to your spiritual selfie, the true selfie. Otherwise, the more we are becoming the selfie conscious of the outer world, more chances to become selfish. And the more we become the conscious about the inner selfie, the more we will become selfless, means altruistic, having no expectation from anyone, but having the mood of serving the humanity and also serving the God. Do we serve the God? Definitely we are serving the humanity by giving the message of the God. Do we serve God? Do we serve God or not? Yes. That is how Baba says in Murli, children, I have come in this conscious age to beg you that give the assistance of purity. So, we are serving the God also, because it is God's task to change the whole hell into heaven, to change the ordinary human beings into the deities, to change this the world of full of the thorns into the world of flowers. So we are helping God in accomplishing His task. So definitely we are serving God. So more we are aware about the true selfie, the self, more we become altruistic. That means Baba says no one can become altruistic as the Baba is. But what Baba has taught, that child, you don't have to expect. You simply do your duties. You perform your roles and responsibilities. Because even if you are not expecting, results will come to you. But when you expect, and if as per the expectation, results are not coming, that makes you unstable. That makes you disheartened. That makes you get disappointed. And so that disappointment, this disheartedness makes you away from your true self. So that is the essence, that the more we pay attention towards the real self, that will be the spiritual selfie, and that will make me the divine mirror also. And in that divine mirror, I can make others to see the Father, and that I can, you, like just like in camera, in the smartphone, they have the camera in front. So let people come in front of me, and the camera is here. Divine mirror means it is a camera, and they can see the Father's image. And once they can see the Father's image, means what? They will get connected to Baba. Once they get connected to Baba, means what? The energy will start flowing to them. And energy will start flowing to them means they will also get charged. Means they will also come closer to their real self. And this is actually, Baba says, the true service. So, in this selfie, there are no harms. In the Laukik selfie, that selfie we take, there are so many harms. People are taking it in a different way. They are so crazy, they take the selfie with the dead bodies. They take the selfies with the in the bathrooms, in the dining, for everything. They are not having the importance of experience. But while eating the food, while being in the company, I need to experience that happiness. Instead of experiencing those moments, we are simply capturing. And after capturing, sharing and sharing, where is the happiness here? There is no happiness here. So we need to go to the real source of happiness, and that is the self, the spiritual entity in light form. The serenity lies there, the love lies there, enlightenment is there, and there is the fulfillment. Why I say the fulfillment is there? Because Baba says it is the original nature of the soul. Soul is peaceful. Soul is knowledgeful. Soul is loveful. Soul is blissful. So the more repeatedly I see those qualities in me, the more I become spiritualized. Otherwise, I am becoming more and more body consciousness, means going away from my aim of this Brahmin life. So coming closer to the Brahmin life is the aim. Coming to the Madhubani is to have more and more power. That will sustain me throughout the year. And sustaining means being closer to my real self. Om Shanti.